and for 6 years with Margaret Thatcher, which was slightly difficult because I'm a socialist and she was a right-wing lunatic. But we got on well.
We're not royalists, are we?
She frequently spoke to us, the protection team, and asked our opinion on things. Yeah. She only slept for about 2 hours a day. She would come in at 12:30, go to bed, and at 2:30 she's up again, and she'd be in the what we call the protection room, where the bodyguards and the drivers. So she'd come in 2:30 in the morning, absolutely bright as a daisy. And whatever contentious things were going, she'd ask our opinions, and we'd give them to her. And she would totally ignore them. But at least she asked.
You've just been polite.
She'd just been polite, yeah. In fact, I've got a print in the office there that she gave me for my birthday 1 year. And we got on very well. Personally, as a person, I liked her. She wasn't the person that came over on the television. She was quite soft.
Unlike David Cameron.
George Osborne. But she made some diabolical political decisions, which I thought were awful. And the poll tax was the main one, where she started a scheme where each individual in the family over the age of 16 was taxed individually. And that meant people had to register to vote over the age of 16. And the English don't like registering for anything. And it led to terrible riots. And in the end, she had to basically admit she was wrong. She didn't. And then reverted back to the old system. That was one of the worst ones she made. But yeah, anyway, my job was to look after them.